with KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Tomorrow morning at 7:10, it's Muse in the News with the great Gordo on the Dunham and Miller Show. Mornings on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is time now for us to step down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. The big series with the swinging A's tonight, tomorrow night, Thursday night out at the Temple. Great seats can be had by calling Texas Tickets.
Hey, this is maybe one of the most important series in the past 4 years.
Van Halen at the AAC this Saturday. Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for that as well.
I would, but I'm going to be out of town.
Well, if you're interested and you want to go, Texas Tickets is the hook. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's maybe get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality in the great Southwest. Here he is paying rapt attention to the Allman Brothers, Cobra.
Thank you, Michael. Eight. But I do get it home because some kid came to my door and I just couldn't resist helping out a kid in need. So I decided to order Maxim magazine. The biggest waste of paper on the... It destroys more trees for zero reason than any publication in the world. No. The only reason I read this one... Avril Lavigne's on the cover, who I don't care about, but I look down and it says the 25 craziest rock deaths. And so they have their list of the 25 nuttiest, wackiest rock and roll deaths. And of course they have Kurt Cobain and...
That's not crazy, that's just tragic.
Right, Danny Whitten from Crazy Horse, Neil Young's band, when they kicked him out, he just went and... They gave him $50. They gave him a plane ticket and $50 when they kicked him out of the band when Neil said, get out of here. So he took the $50 and he bought enough drugs to kill himself. I didn't know that. I just thought he OD'd. I didn't know that he was kicked out. And he was kicked out because he was...
All depicted in Shaky.
He was kicked out because of his heroin addiction, right?
It's all depicted in Shaky.
Okay. Haven't got there yet. They have the guy from the Yardbirds, Keith Relf, yeah.
Who was cheated, I believe?
Yes. Either A, playing his electric guitar in the bath, playing an improperly grounded guitar while standing over a gas line. They don't know exactly what happened.
God.
Not that. Robert Johnson, the blues legend. I didn't know that...
Poisoned.
Yeah, I didn't know he was poisoned. I thought he was shot.
Mm-hmm. He was sick for several days.
He was banging some chick whose husband found out about it, showed up at Robert Johnson's show in 1938 and gave him a whiskey that was laced with strychnine. He died 3 days later.
All right, you know what?
What happened to you, Danny?
If you're banging some
Good
chick...
Point.
If you're banging some... buddy's wife,
mm-hmm.
and the husband shows up and offers you a shot or whiskey or a snow cone or whatever.
I don't think he knew who it was.
I'm sure he didn't know who he was.
Would you like a snow cone, Mr. Johnson? They have Merle Watson. Danny, do you know who Merle Watson is?
Merle Watson, the country guitar player?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know who he is. It says the guitar legend, this is in 1985, he was playing with a table saw, which is always fun to play with. When a chunk of beechwood shot into his upper arm, bleeding profusely, the stunned musician drove his tractor to his, where he sterilized a knife with wine, took a swig, and removed the steak. Then Watson started for home back on the tractor. He drove over an embankment, flipped, and died.
You know, it might have been better for him just to go to a hospital.
I know, instead of taking the tractor to
the
your
tractor.
Neighbor's house.
Bottle it.
Yeah, I've had to do that.
You know, tractors, they're not known for their speed.
No. They have the Graham Parsons death. after he OD'd, the story which is going to be immortalized in film here very soon with Johnny Knoxville from Jackass.
Actually, I think that's already kind of come and gone, buddy.
It's already Jackass. Out?
I don't think it ever got released in the States because it's really bad from what I understand.
I thought it was like in post-production or whatever. It's a great story. I don't know how they couldn't have made a good movie out of it.
How'd he die?
He OD'd. He had a morphine and tequila OD, which is very common amongst guys his age.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
And he wanted to be buried. Or actually,
he wanted to be burned alive. He made a deal with his manager.
Well, not alive.
I mean burned alive. He wanted to be burned.
God.
After he died, he wanted to be taken to the desert and burned.
Yeah.
And his manager and his best friend actually pulled that off. They stole his body from the airport, took him out to Joshua Tree, and set him on fire with gasoline. And the body never was fully
burned.
Cremated, yeah. So he just kind of charred a little bit.
It's very 6 feet under.
You want to go the cremation route, can't you just...
get cremated?
Yeah.
Well, he wanted it, I think, a little more organic than that. He wanted to be burned in the desert.
How old was he when he died?
27, 28.
Everyone was 27 when they died. They have the Allman Brothers tragic story of Dwayne Allman and Barry Oakley. Both
helicopter?
Dying within a year.
Helicopter crash?
Didn't
Those
Dwayne Allman?
Motorcycle
yeah,
crashes.
Yeah, down a motorcycle.
Both of them.
Didn't he hit a tree?
Did he eat a peach tree or a peach truck? Because I thought Eat a Peach with the peach truck on the cover of Eat a Peach, I thought that was symbolic of what he actually did.
I always heard he hit a Macon City bus.
Was it?
Yeah.
Then what was Eat a Peach? I always heard the story that that's what they honored that album, Eat a Peach.
I've never heard that.
Really?
Yeah, that's just what they were naming that album.
Okay.
And I know Barry Oakley, his accident happened just a few from where Dwayne's did.
3 blocks in the Macon, Georgia intersection. And then number one, and I've never heard of this guy, call me a music idiot, if you will, Gigi Allen.
Yeah.
Have you heard of him for real?
Yeah, Gigi Allen.
By the way, that Graham Parsons movie went straight to out in a few weeks.
What did Gigi Allen do, Greg?
Well, he was a musician back in the 70s, rock and roll.
No.
He was pretty good.
Isn't he kind of a punk guy?
Yeah.
He wouldn't mind cutting on himself and rubbing excrement on himself.
All right, here we go. Gigi Allen died June 28, 1993. I'm going to read you the little blurb here in Maxim.
Yeah,
and this is
right.
Why this is number one.
The
Would you stop it? America's most abrasive and over-the-top punk star. His final show began in typical style. Drugs, whiskey, and then laying his ritual crap on stage, which he promptly ate.
What?
Yeah.
He ate his own turd?
Yep.
And this is what they say after that. Then things got crazy.
Yeah, that's just normal.
After ramming his head through a glass door and trading punches with audience members, the poo-covered misfit wandered the streets of New York naked, ran from cops, and eventually ended up at pal Johnny Puke's house. If you're going to Johnny Puke's house, is that a good sign?
That might be a sign that you're having a pretty tough night.
Hi, Daddy. I want you to meet my new boyfriend, Johnny Puke.
He's totally hot, isn't he? He eats his own poo. You'll love him. Do it for Daddy, Johnny.
Hey, it's me, Johnny Puke.
Yuck.
What's the matter? Why aren't you participating and enjoying that scenario?
You wouldn't enjoy it if Jordan brought home Johnny Puke?
No, I would not.
You think that Johnny Puke's parents endorsed him changing his last name from, like, Smith to Puke?
I don't know, did your parents endorse you changing me to Snake
I
L?
Didn't, you did. So eventually he ends up covered in his own manure at Johnny Puke's house where he started to snort heroin and eventually OD'd.
All this on stage?
No, this was at Johnny Puke's house.
Where the hell have you been?
I never knew that he left.
Hey, remember he wandered
to Johnny Puke's house.
He wandered the streets of New York, ran from cops naked.
Went to Johnny
Puke's
house. I think
Grego checked out for like 5 minutes.
Then we had the conversation, if you end up at Johnny Puke's pad, something's going wrong. That was about 5 minutes ago, though. It's all right, though.
But he was doing all that on stage, right? He was ramming his head through a plate glass window.
Right.
And all that on stage.
Yes. And got and left. Got in a fight.
And that's when he did the heroin, right?
At Johnny Puke's house.
Johnny Puke. Okay. Whatever.
He used to play here every now and then.
Johnny Puke?
Allen?
Yeah. At the theater gallery or somewhere like that down in Deep Ellum back in like the late 80s, very early 90s.
Well, here's how much fans respected him. At his funeral, they took turns posing for photos with his lifeless body. Then they spiced up the memorial by taking pictures of them shoving drugs and Jim Beam into his mouth. He was last seen wearing his Sunday best, which consisted of a leather jacket, a dog collar, Converse shoes, George Jetson socks, and a jock strap bearing the inscription, Eat Me.
I pulled that.
So, and I guess that the funeral home people, they just allowed people to go up there and just do whatever they wanted to with his body in the coffin.
I guess. That was probably part of his last wish. Look at his picture. Look at this guy.
Is that guy full throttle?
Do you think that something's wrong with him? There's a picture of him on stage wearing, like,
just some crappy underwear.
Mid-level boots, like shin-high boots, shorts, jean shorts that have been ripped and frayed that are, like, right at his crotch, and nothing else. And he's covered and smeared in blood and manure.
And that's his own dookie, right?
Probably.
I guess so.
You know, I guess if you get a smeared dookie on you, it'd be better to do it with your own, wouldn't it?
Pull that. We'll need that.
We might need that.
We'll need that later. Macaulay Culkin, that's just depressing, seeing that guy's picture and reading that story.
Not. You know, guys like that are better off dead.
You know what? You're right. They are. That guy needed to die.
Yeah.
We did not need him or Johnny Puke on the planet, although Johnny Puke may be a stockbroker by now.
Can you imagine if you were like his bass player? And you just kind of wanted a gig, you know?
You just wanted to play.
Yeah,
it paid pretty well.
Yeah, made a little bit of money, get to go on the road, and that's your singer.
You're like, you know, you're plugging in your amp, and like, oh, my God, there he is. He's crapping again on the
right.
Paper plate.
You're just like, boom.
You're over there trying to rock out, and you get hit in the head with a loaf.
We didn't get to touch on this yesterday. Macaulay Culkin had a run-in with the Oklahoma City cops. He and a buddy of his, they were driving down some random highway, Interstate 44 in Oklahoma. They got pulled over for going 70 and a 60 around 4 p.m. And there was a lot of drugs in the car. They found 17 grams of marijuana inside a black bag on the passenger side where Culkin was sitting, along with $3,000 in cash.
That's always a problem.
Six joints were found in a silver cigarette case. On Culkin's person were 8 Xanax pills.
Better have a prescription for
hidden.
It.
And 32 milligrams of clonazepam.
What's that?
I think that's a relative of Shintoid Stulet.
No, that's fake that you made me say.
A potentially addictive sedative used to treat anxiety disorders and seizures. That's probably a good buzz. He was handcuffed and taken to a local jail where he was booked and released on $4,000 bond. They were both charged with marijuana possession and drug possession. And they say that he'll probably just land in a drug treatment program. And you know what? His career's going really well.
What was he in Oklahoma for? Filming a movie?
No, I think he was driving through from New York to California. Why would he drive?
Road trip, man.
He's too old to do that.
Maybe not.
You're never too old to do that.
Let's see, he is 24 now, I do believe.
That's prime road trip age.
Totally.
Yeah, probably is.
Why don't we go on a road trip? You
I'm ready.
Me.
Let's go.
I am 35. I don't road trip anymore.
Snake.
How about if we go to Cincinnati with you?
Yeah, but you sure will drink a flaming Dr. Pepper, but you won't go on a road trip.
Right. Right. And Marcus.
I guess that suggestion went nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I wanted to go to Cincy.
Well, you guys are going to the Ranger game tomorrow. You can't.
Take in a Reds game. Is that official yet?
Hit the road with Danny?
99%. You're going to be at the ballpark tomorrow. 99%.
Excellent. Martha Stewart will have to go to prison on October the 8th.
So she will spend...
For 5 months. I can't believe this is actually happening. Martha Stewart is going to prison. Mike.
Michael, come on. Seriously.
Insider trading does not make her...
Yeah. Stop it.
Here's how sad she sounds. I hope there will be room at the minimum security prison in Danbury, Connecticut, which is nearest to my home and close enough so my 90-year-old mother will be able to visit me. But I may end up elsewhere.
Maybe they'll send her to Segalville.
Maybe they'll send her right here down the road in between Dallas and Grand Prairie. What's that one right off 30? You know what I'm talking about? Isn't that minimum security? You know what I'm talking about? Right there on the north side?
You know, Willie Wilson and Jerry Martin and who's the third one?
Willie Mays Aikens.
Yeah. They spent their time in Fort Worth.
Maybe they'll send her to the old Cabana Hotel.
What's
over
that?
Over there where the Beatles stayed.
Was it a jail now?
Yeah. Well,
isn't that Lou Sterrett now?
No, it's not Lou Sterrett.
Oh.
What Ron Chapman was telling us about him.
Where did David Crosby end up? Did he go to Lou Sterrett? Didn't he get busted here?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he went to federal prison.
Oh, that's right. That's
might,
right.
Might have gone to Big Spring or
maybe the co-founder.
She says, if events unfold as I have been led to believe, I'll have this ordeal behind me, be back to work before spring planting season.
That's important.
She's in talks with Mark Burnett, the reality show guru, to reinvent her lifestyle show upon her release from prison. He's going to help her make a reality show, I guess.
Well, they need to film her in prison. That'd be a good reality show.
Now he says it will not be in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump outdid Mark Cuban as far as the ratings go. He had 16 million viewers for the first episode of The Apprentice. Mark had 5.5 for The Benefactor.
You know, I watched that the other day.
The Benefactor?
I saw a little bit of it. I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, compared to... What do you expect?
I watched it. It was totally girl-driven.
Was it?
But I watched it. And... I don't like shows like that. I just don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, there were some funny moments in it. You got a bunch of over-the-top, wheels-off guys, and I didn't think it was absolutely ridiculous.
It is what it is. I mean, you're not going to make it great, but, you know, for a reality show, what the
hell?
How's
Mark?
I mean, after listening
Mark's
to...
Mark's not bad.
You know what? He's exactly the way he is when he comes on with us or we see him at a Mavericks game. He's the same.
Is he annoying?
No.
Over the top?
You know what? I don't ever think he's annoying.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
No, he's not over the top.
I just heard how the musers were ripping him.
He's not Donald Trump, who is the biggest loser on television.
See, after hearing Dunham Miller talk about the show, I thought it was going to be like the worst show ever.
Why do they hate him so much?
You know, I watched it, and I didn't think it was that bad.
I didn't know they did until I heard him talking about it.
Right. Especially Gordon.
No, Gordon likes him because he gets a paycheck from him. But if he wasn't getting a paycheck, he'd hate his guts.
All right, we got to go.
Take care, Snake.
I will.
All right, that is entertainment news, and you're listening to The Hardline, the show that's better than it used to be, but it still ain't that great.